Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
An email about a mistress right there, Todd. You got that? Don't say his name.
All right, but...
A few years ago, I had a mistress who I thought was single. I ended up taking my wife to dinner on Valentine's Day. Lo and behold, the mistress was there with her husband. Come to find out, my mistress's husband worked with my wife, and we all ended up at the same table. That guy never said, don't say my name, but I'm going to save your ass and don't say your name.
This guy says, don't say my name.
Okay.
But I haven't gotten through it all, so I'll have to give it a look.
All right. And, I forgot to play this. Apparently I said this earlier. He's going to do me in the fort tonight. There you go. Petey Mac a little later on. Craig Evans in the house. Happy Valentine's week.
It is.
Well, see, that's how we're mixing things up. We like to celebrate all week long for you ladies.
Was on this date in 1973, the state of Ohio became the first state to post metric distance signs.
And then we changed about 1980 and went all metric. Oh, no, it didn't.
No, it never happened.
We all thought it was going to be. Hey, speaking of Ohio, did you see that? It's horrible, but who was that dumbass that said we need another Kent State?
Oh, I didn't see the Kent State thing.
Yeah. He thinks that that's the way you got to deal with protesters now.
Just shoot them?
Yeah, he was a Republican.
Oh, we didn't
Republican
need
that. Legislature
yeah.
somewhere.
He wasn't saying we need another state school to produce athletes like Julian Edelman.
No.
He said we need to shoot protesting kids.
Jack Lambert, by the way, is the best guy ever come out of Kent State, so screw that. Screw Edelman. Basically that's how you handle protesters now. That was Republican lawmaker somewhere, state lawmaker somewhere. Kent State, five students were killed by National Guard.
Was it five?
Yeah, I think so.
Four dead in Ohio.
Four dead and right. A couple injured in Ohio.
Listen to your Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Four dead.
Yeah, I've only sang that about a thousand times in my life, right?
Not five dead, and, four dead.
Back in the 60s, when the U.S. started vaccinating kids for measles, kids stopped getting measles.
Yep.
You know how that works.
Yeah, I know. We got the vaccine.
Science.
Yeah.
Is that a coincidence?
Schmiance.
But something else happened. Childhood deaths from all infectious diseases plummeted.
Yep.
Even deaths from diseases like pneumonia and diarrhea were cut by half thanks to the measles vaccination. They think they have an explanation now. It was published in the journal Science.
Diarrhea, too?
Yeah. They found that measles predisposes kids to all other infectious diseases for up to a few years. It actually erases immune protection to other diseases.
Frickin' morons.
What this means is, let's say you get the chicken pox when you're four.
Mm-hmm.
Your immune system figures out how to fight it, right?
Yes.
So you don't get it again.
Right.
But if you get the measles when you're five, they're saying that it could wipe out the memory of how your body beat back the chicken pox. It's like the immune system has amnesia. It forgot what it once knew thanks to getting the measles.
Who knows this?
So it's got to reset.
Scientists.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They study this stuff.
You know, those idiots.
But mom's yoga instructor told her not. That's why I have polio.
Yeah.
That's the meme, my favorite meme on this whole debate.
Polio.
Now, this
Dad,
idea
why do my
of
legs
immune...
don't work? Mama's yoga instructor told her not to get you vaccinated.
Now, this is still a hypothesis and needs more testing, but that's what they're figuring right now.
Right.
So, get the measles vaccine.
Yep.
It helps for everything.
Yep.
Get all your vaccines.
Right.
Helps with everything.
Yeah, the rabies and the distemper.
Parvo. Don't forget parvo.
Yep.
Parvo. Yep.
Yeah,
I got
worms.
All those.
What's the one for worms?
Yeah. All right, this one says,
driving your butt along the road.
Don't say my name. You've been talking, I heard you guys talking about having a mistress and a wife.
For Valentine's Day.
Been married 26 years, but now going on 7 3/4 years with a mistress.
Oh, Jesus.
We both are married and just use our time for fun and games. Sex is the best I've ever had. I would have never imagined at my age having sex in a car a couple of times a week. And from time to time, we have the old working late reason excuse to meet up at a hotel.
What lake do they park by if they're local?
Fun.
I've seen everybody. When I ride my bike, I
got to guess.
People banging at lakes.
Sounds like I'm bragging. Well, I am.
It shows a picture of it.
Right.
See
we both know what we want, and we have a love for each other, but respect what the other has in their marriages, so we take what we can get. The key is that neither will say anything to anyone about this affair. I guess he kind of broke that, didn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't tell.
No,
we don't
not
know
really.
The guy. We don't know the guy.
We don't count.
And she didn't tell anybody? That's the thing, man.
Well, she has a whole family to lose as well.
Yeah, true, she
has,
does.
She has nothing to gain.
Sure, you would like
man,
to tell
after
someone.
After that many years, though, man, do you think she'd tell her best friend?
To brag, but
no.
That would end the fun.
Because she knows her best friend can't shut her pie hole.
I still think the guy's probably told somebody.
No, we've discussed this before. That is the key. To keep your frickin' mouth shut.
No one cares more than you. Your absolute best friend still does not care quite as much as you do.
I get that. I just mean out of your own just... You have to share because you're going through a lot of stuff in your brain. Somebody would tell their best friend. A best friend they can trust.
Yeah. And even if you do keep it quiet, even if you neither of you tells anybody and you're both in on the deal, like we're not going to tell anybody, we'll just keep the logistics of it, the communication between the two of you.
For 7 years, they didn't get caught. That's crazy. That's crazy.
No text messages were found,
especially
no emails,
texting.
No
yeah.
nothing.
Nothing.
Keeping all of that
no lunch.
Hidden.
Hey, I drove past the lake. What were you sitting there for? Lunch. I was
eating.
I was eating.
Right.
Yeah, you were eating.
This is an especially important message to the 26-year-old junior high teacher who has her eye on that 14-year-old boy. Guess what? He's not going to keep his mouth shut.
No, he's not.
He can't.
It's got to be the situation. Like I said, neither one wants to lose their marriage or their kids and that blah, blah, blah. I get that part. I just think that I'm surprised he hasn't told somebody. I still think I think you're a better chance one of your dudes keeps it quiet. Than one of her friends.
You don't know. No, because that guy doesn't care.
I got a buddy. I know I have
one other person.
I could tell him he wouldn't tell anybody anything.
Yeah, I got a guy he could tell, but he'd blab it to everybody.
That'd be me.
Yeah, that's Tyler.
No, I would not blab it.
We've all got that guy.
I would not blab it.
That's right. Yeah.
No,
Tyler for all of us.
Oh, no, but I ain't the guy that tells my wife, you shouldn't believe what he's doing. We know those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we know
different.
Those guys.
You're the guy that tells the audience.
Yeah, I've never been that guy.
But there's gossip.
As long
guy,
as the wife doesn't know.
There's guy who rats out
true,
his
Craig.
Friend.
You tell me stuff.
He rats out his friend so he can impress his wife how good he is.
I've never been that guy. I hated those guys.
I don't like those guys either.
You just don't invite those guys places. And we didn't a couple times.
No, you don't.
All right. And that had nothing to do with it. That was just might have been like some other thing going on. And we said, don't tell him. He's going to tell his wife. And because he's a wuss. And you probably wonder why he wasn't invited to that. And that was just like a bunch of guys hanging out. Maybe a stripper or two. Who knows? That was 100 years ago.
He does like the Ford idea, though.
What?
That's our creative romance idea.
Oh, the fort,
Make a little couch fort.
Yeah, it's banger in the fort. Oh, sticker in the fort.
Right in the fort.
Right. Send the kids over to grandma.
Yep.
And what would she say if the if you built the fort, Tyler?
Do me in the fort. Oh, yeah, well, I just said it.
Yeah. Is that consensual?
Yeah. You were in the car when you heard that, right?
Oh, my God, I was howling, man.
I meant exclusive. Sometimes I screw those two words up.
You need
to be careful. Is this consensual? Be careful when you're doing that.
Oh, man, I was. I had to stop for a minute.
Of course, I've never asked the first
so
one.
Hard.
Oh, I never asked either one, by the way. Just cover my ass right there. That guy, I need more information from the dude that sat at the same table. I wonder if she rubbed her, took her shoe off and rubbed his crotch, like in the movies.
Tom Petty apparently sent Cardi B some flowers after she won at the Grammys the other night.
What'd she say? I can't believe she's...
She thanked Tom Petty
Why?
For the flowers because apparently somebody sent her some flowers and quoted, I think it was Walls.
Quote of the song.
Heart's so big, you could crush this town.
Got it.
And, you know, then it said read, Tom Petty, you know, giving him credit for the lyric.
The lyric,
yeah. Yeah, so she thought it came from Tom Petty, and she...
She knew he's dead or not?
Obviously not.
I think she forgot.
Oh, she just screwed this up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she showed off the note, thanked him on her Instagram story.
Then she shut down Instagram because I saw a little bit of it. They were kind of piling up.
I'm sure they were.
It is unclear at this point who actually sent her flowers, at least from what I have in front of me.
Yeah, because that was my understanding. What I read.
Glenn Frey.
No one else really signed it. So she gave Tom Petty credit.
Good.
You know, you think Prince would have stepped up and given her something.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. An Oregon man has to serve 20 months in prison for, abusing a horse in a sexual manner. 21-year-old Ken Dyke
right in the fort.
Broke into the storage
right in the barn. Right in the barn.
And was with the mayor last year. I think we have talked about this gentleman.
All same,
the
dude.
Barn owner discovered the crime when she noticed that the horse's strange ties and some sort of unknown fluid, she said.
What do you mean by ties? Did he braid the mane while he was there?
Last night.
Or the tail?
Braiding the mane last night.
And I did the horse. While I was there, I did the horse.
Wow, she's looking good.
little braids there.
Yeah, the braids,
little beads,
the ties,
put the beads,
the ribbons.
Yeah. I'll pretty that thing up a little bit.
My little pony.
Otherwise, you don't know. How you know it's a girl? Then she braided up.
Unless you make it one.
How'd you know between male pigs and female pigs, Puss, on the farm?
Females had the bow in their hair.
Got it. Perfect. Thank you. Right. See, I told you. That's right.
You finally got it.
I got a legitimate answer out of him. We're breaking them.
The truth, man. The truth.
It's just like Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man. Yeah. The bow.
Got it. I didn't say anything was happening, nefarious. I just thought,
the bow.
How do you tell? The bow.
Well, I'm happy to know it's not from the rear.
Who does your braid?
A gal.
Yeah, a gal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if the gal's not around, now you know. You just find a nice zoophile.
Oh, to braid your mane?
Yeah.
Right. Sit there and stomp my foot and take whatever happens.
No, you don't have to take whatever happens. Just say, listen, I just want you to braid my hair.
Yeah. And when you're done, stop.
Stop there. Yeah. Because he's not going to be attracted to you because you're way too human.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Good point.
You're not what he's looking for at all.
And this guy probably braided it into two handlebars just like yours.
Yeah. What a freak, man. What a freak.
Oh, yeah. Into a bridle.
Right.
Yeah. Was that a follow-up?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, there seems to have been...
Don't black light the horse.
An inordinate amount of these type of stories popping up in the news lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was he just got busted or sentenced.
I think it's been, happening for forever.
That's forever. The obviously, the teacher-student thing.
Yep.
Priest and boys. Those three are just constant.
No, I think the teacher-student thing has actually picked up.
Oh, you're probably right.
Over the years.
You're probably right.
Because I think the teacher talent pool... Just, you know, because no money, other circumstances.
That's not true. People are actually trying to be teachers.
Considerably.
I think we just know more about it. People are getting turned in more. But you're right, though. I don't remember any elementary school kids getting banged. That's a great point.
Nope.
High school. I mean junior high. That sounded wrong.
A lot.
Still sounded wrong. You tried to correct me.
Not junior high. Yeah, man. These girls are, these are 14, 15-year-old boys. That's junior high sometimes.
Once in a while, you heard a high school story.
Yes, you did.
And usually it involved a coach.
A coach, yeah.
More often than not. At least all the stories
I
heard.
A coach,
high
school. And it was a girl.
Involved
like
a coach.
A senior girl, yeah.
And a senior girl.
Yeah.
Out of Oregon, mm-hmm. A Christian school teacher there.
Uh-oh.
30-year-old Andrea Baber.
You bring it up, and bang, he just pulls it out of the pile. What's she look like?
She's fine.
All right.
If I remember correctly. Baber, B-A-B-E-R. Andrea.
Post that up.
Yeah, she's okay. She was caught by her husband having sex with the 15-year-old male student. Literally. In the act.
Ugh.
She has now been sentenced to 20 months in prison.
20 months.
As part of her plea deal, 20 other charges, including the sodomy and giving marijuana and alcohol to a minor, were dropped. She does have to register as a sex offender now. The victim's father got an anonymous email alerting him to the relationship, which means that someone told someone.
Yep, there was some blabbing going on.
Someone told someone.
Yep.
The dad got an email. The email asked the boy's father if he knew his son was in a sexual relationship with Ms. Baber.
Gosh.
Several photos were attached.
Whoa.
That showed Baber and the victim in bed together.
Do you think a dad beams with pride briefly and then gets pissed off?
The boy's father reported it to police.
Yeah, but first he goes, that's my boy. I got to call the cops.
Separately, Baber's husband also filed a report with Child Protective Services after he found his wife and the boy partially clothed in the couple's bed.
Whoa. You think that guy is saying, that kid's got some game? Or does he just call the police?
Police later found that Ms. Baber had sex with the student on a regular basis from 2016 onward. She's also been ordered to pay the victim $1,100 for counseling.
Where'd the email come from? The husband or
an anonymous email?
So like his homie or something? Who was jealous?
No, I think
anonymous
the husband,
to me
I think
is
the husband wanted them to snap. Oh, if the husband walked in, he's going to say something. Right,
you know
away,
what we
right,
never
right.
hear is if these chicks who
it's
are married.
It's the photos up on the social media.
The chicks who are married, if they ever stay together.
Oh, we hear many times.
Do they?
Yeah. No. We often hear, like the most recent one I remember from a few days ago, they were divorcing. The divorce happens a lot.
I think a lot of these dudes leave. Yeah. I think a lot of the absolutely. Dudes, they are just so humiliated and probably wanted out anyway.
I can't see relationship surviving something like that.
Right. Irreconcilable banging of a 16-year-old.
Yep.
If you do stick around as
this
a guy.
This kid was 15, by the way.
You always got that one in your back pocket.
I don't think you stick around.
Yeah, it's tough to
I don't
get
know if you don't want to pull
to get
that
around.
One.
Yeah, I don't think you stick around.
Yeah, it might backfire on you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she has to register as a sex offender. I mean, she has to go to for the rest of her life. She has to go to the door. She next door neighbor. Knock
do
on the
you
door.
Have to go? To
I don't
the
know
next
if that's the rule.
No, I don't think.
I think there's different levels of.
Yeah,
I don't think you have to go.
But they can find you and
come find me.
Oh, by the way, if you Google my name, I can do this in the first person.
Oh, come on, everybody else, be quiet.
Listen, I know I just moved in, but if you Google my name, you're going to find out I banged a junior high kid.
Yeah, I don't think you have to go door to door.
Yeah, I think if you're a violent sex offender, then that's the door to door.
I murdered six people. You know.
Well, or,
but otherwise,
a predator or something.
You get put on a website, don't you?
Yeah, there is websites. Yeah, you can Google that. It says where they're at.
Sodomy is the spice of life.
I know, puss, but this is illegal. Yeah.
What's she look like? I ain't seen her.
She's fine.
Yeah.
So she'd be, you know.
She's not hideous.
Not hideous.
Go door to door. Some guy's going to be like,
I think the mugshot's
yeah.
better than the actual, than she's got some sort of leotard thing happening there she's not pulling it off that well.
Oh.
No, but there's other. I saw
you saw some more pictures? Yeah, the mugshot's not bad.
Yeah.
The kid's 15.
I saw the video of her in front of the judge, and she looked fine.
I don't get these ladies. I just feel
guilty.
I shouldn't say I feel bad for them, but there's got to be something mental going on there. You know, that they have to go to junior high kids.
I flash back to junior high and high school, like to a couple teachers that, you know, all the guys thought were pretty. Right. And you did, now, like, I assume somebody hit it. You know what I mean? Somebody was hitting it at this point.
I don't know, man. Junior high, I don't remember anybody. I would have known in my school if somebody was hitting it.
You disappointed? You're thinking I should have given that a round?
Oh, it wouldn't have been me at that point. I was 68 pounds.
Yeah. But. In junior high, you would have had to have like a full beard and goatee to run game on a teacher.
No, that's the thing. My son's
I don't know anybody who could do that.
I hear my son's friends talking. They're all 14. Now, they're obviously like girls, but they – I don't – that this is not even in their wavelength, a teacher.
But what if a teacher knew how to play Madden?
Whatever. I just don't even see it. Now, granted, it happens, but we know it happens from the stories. But I just to hear them talking, they're just kids talking about girls their age, you know. And, you know, you hear them a little bit, just jawing. That's why it would just freak me out. My son's 14 and a half. This kid was 15.
Mm.
I don't think my son would even – he wouldn't know what to do with this girl, woman. She's a woman.
That's what she's there for.
She's a woman.
Him. Yeah.
That's what the whole thing is. Yeah,
plus, Madden is so 2017.
Yeah.
She's getting a little long in the tooth.
Fortnite.
She's a
I
Madden
love that.
Fan.
Fortnite.
Go back to all of our teachers. I assume somebody was hitting that.
I just assumed somebody was.
Fortnite, that's so last year.
It is. Well, Fortnite is a different term. We are buddy Donald checking.
Oh, yeah. It's Fortnite.
Fortnite is banger in the
fort. NBA 2K19.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they're into now. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.